overseas and attacking China and a few things like that to go to war before, we're going to swing them back.
Main thing that ruined y'all is his economic policies. He's jerking in here and saving $5 to $10 billion, and he's pulling out of every foreign country, and he's telling them all to go to hell. And what you do, your export trade that we've got a $6 billion surplus of, you'd be back by God, grass would be going in the streets, and these gold guys wouldn't have this prosperity in these jobs.
Winn-Dixie, I just talked to son named J.E. Davis, who is probably the biggest, most successful businessman in the whole Southland. He owns this big chain of grocery stores, Winn-Dixie and Quick Check and Colonial and so on, the whole thing. Just this minute, got off the phone with him, and he was saying, he said, I tell you what, he said, I'll be damned if I can be for Goldwater. And he said, my whole program, and I do $1.7 billion worth of business a year. And he said, it's based on the Democratic type philosophy of economics, see? And he said, we may have a little bit of inflation. Out of hell, I'd rather have a little bit of inflation than to go back to the days where everybody's pulling in, nobody's buying things. He said it would kill us. And he said,
sir, I see old Stets Coleman sent him $50,000 to Goldwater.
Goldwater, well, I knew he was.
$50,000, though.
Yeah.
Hitting the Delta planter from, I got a letter from his campaign manager the other day that's raised the money for him. He got $350,000 last January to put him in the race.
Yeah.
And it was from four states, primarily Florida, Mississippi, Texas.
Yeah.
Let me see, Florida, Mississippi, Texas, one other state.
Probably Virginia, but in some.
Huh?
Maybe Virginia, there are not too many big contributors there.
Yes, I think Virginia was. I think Virginia was.
Yeah, incidentally, Raymond Guest still wants to contribute to you, but he still wants to be that ambassador to Ireland.
So, well, how much is he going to contribute?
Well, he'll contribute 50.
Well,
maybe we can get more.
He ought to give 100,000, much
well,
that fellow's worth.
If he can get it, I can get 100,000.
Well, you just
bargain with you about it.
But no, but you just go see what you can do there, and you can, and I'll have lunch with you.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll talk.
But
with
don't
Ryan.
You do it on your own? Don't you do it anything you
well,
talk to me about? But you just find out what you want, what you're authorized to do.
I'm not going to be authorized to anything. I'm just going to visit with him.
Yeah, but
I'm more scared of these people than you are.
Well, you realize now when I was telling you about Bobby that being secretary of the committee and federal buildings and so forth, that there's something to it.
Jesus, I really do. I'm telling you.
Do you remember how I used to be about it?
Yeah.
And then I got wound up with all of it in my life.
I know it. I went over and talked to her along the day before yesterday. I said, Sidney, I want to tell you something. I've learned, boys, to keep that big mouth shut. You talk too much. And you just got to pull in. Did you ever get a memorandum I sent you from Albert Gore?
Yeah. On those state schools and stuff.
Yeah. So those fellows, I don't have any sympathy. It's funny, Albert came to me and said, you know, the president dislikes me very much. He said, why, I don't know. He said, I'm going to have to support him because I just can't have the thought of Barry Goldwater ruining our country. And he went on. And I said, I don't know what the president dislikes you, Albert. I think it's just something you've imagined. He said, oh, no, I can tell. He said, so on. But then he went along. He said, well, I just want to say that this is really making it tough for these.
You all just said, well, I never did see the president didn't show any indication, but every time he had a caucus, he used to get up and attack him, and I would be surprised if he appreciated it.
Well, that's right. Well, that's exactly it. I told him, you haven't been for a damn thing that we've been for the whole.
Well, I don't mean that, but I just mean he used to jack up and they didn't want me to sit in a meeting, you know. They invited me out one time.
Why they couldn't get somebody to run against him, beat him, I'll never know.
I don't either.
Anyway, I do think he's right. I don't think these health, education, welfare people should go down and start threatening these.
Then nobody is doing it. They're taking the law, and I think what they're doing is explaining it. I had them the other day and told them to be awfully careful otherwise, and I read the clipping, and it's my check indicates that what they do is these people are called into meetings, and the folks don't know what to do. I had 200 school superintendents here yesterday. So they ask questions, what does the law require us to do? And they say, well, now, if you're going to be in compliance with the law, you integrate, if you segregate and and you violate the law, we are authorized to withhold funds, and we'll have to withhold them because we're not going to finance a segregation, which is a violation of the law. And they immediately say they're threatening them.
Yeah.
Hell, they're just trying to tell them what to do, not to go to jail.
Well, I
or to keep from losing their money.
Why don't you tell them this, that they've got to then make a finding, and the finding, which is what the law provides, and the finding has to be approved. You have to know it. The committees of Congress have to be notified, and you have to make the decision. Health, education, welfare, can't, under that law, can't cut a damn thing off. And this is what they don't tell them.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, well.
And that's what scares them. And if, because if they get the Congress has something to do with it, then you're going to decide it. Well, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But if these damn bureaucrats are going to do it, it really scares them to death.
Yeah. Well, of course, the easy thing is go on and get those schools.
Oh, yeah. Some of them integrated. Let me tell you one other problem I think we're going to have. I don't know how you're going to resolve it or how we're going to resolve it. Your Social Security and this medical care thing. Now,
well, I thought that you and Russell Long were going to intercept that bill when it came over in the House and hang on an option clause to it. Just say you can either have this money or have a little
now,
Medicare.
This is what Abe Ribicoff wants to do. And
well, I told him to go see you and Russell Long, and
well,
I thought they did.
He talked with
and I thought that I told this boy Coyne to go see y'all, and I thought that he impressed you.
Well, frankly, I've told Cohen that I think the day could come when I could shift some position, but I can't do it without a hearing. I just can't be a damn whore and take a 180-degree turn. And
well, if you get it in there, he'll hear you until the session ends, won't he?
Well,
won't
there's
let
no
you
question about it. This is what I think eventually you're going to have to do. I don't think you can get a Social Security bill, a medical care bill this year. Now, the danger is, as Abe points out,
if you get this bill, you won't get any.
If you get this bill, you may not get everything. Now, I know Russell Long isn't going to change. I've talked with Russell a long time. He and I drank a lot of whiskey last night. He kept me up till 1 o'clock in the morning. I never had such a miserable night in my life. But anyway, he's not going to change. And he's got a pretty devious mind when he gets working on it. So you know what? It looks like to me, I keep telling these people, I don't think that that this is one on the must thing. Sure, it would be good if you had it. But the fact of the matter is, this is a hell of a lot better issue talk about we're going to get benefits.
Yeah, but we're losing them. I'll tell you the interesting thing. Goldwater's getting the old folks. And the only thing we got to appeal to them, Medicare. I got a poll yesterday.
No,
and I run several percentage higher in the group from 21 to 30 in Maryland and in Wisconsin. We had two $10,000 polls yesterday.
Yeah.
I run 69 to 21 in Maryland against him, 69 to 31.
Yeah.
That's Maryland, 69 to 31 since the Republican convention. Now, he's doing a lot of barbershop polling. He's getting a few segregationist right letters, and he's raising some hell. But he ain't getting the votes in these places that count, and he's whistling to keep his keep his courage up. The votes in Philadelphia show that we've got 67% of the registrations this week. Out of 45,000, 67% of them are Democrats that registered this week in Philadelphia.
Right.
Now, he can't stand that kind of a registration, 2-1.
That's right.
And that's what's happening all over the country. It's happening in Pittsburgh, it's happening in Chicago, and it's happening in other places. They're blowing this stuff up. But the poll shows those over 50.
Yeah.
He comes up from 69. Where he's, I'm 55. I was just cut down like hell.
All right, now let me just say this to you, if I may. This thing, talk about, Goldwater's against the Social Security thing. You're for it. Now, if it's held up and blocked and defeated in the Senate by Williams at the last minute in an effort to get out by John Williams and Dirksen and a couple of fellas, why then you're off the hook. And I tell you, this is a lot better issue than it is in fact, because when they find out, I campaigned on this in 62, when they find out what they're not going to get under this Social Security thing, they're not going to get free teeth, and they're not going to get free air, and they're not going to get free hospitalization, which they don't. They got to pay $90 to start with every time. And boy, when you tell them that, they think somebody's taking them to the cleaner. And I really think it's a hell of a lot better issue. As Labor's had to repeal the Taft-Hartley bill as an issue for years, it's a hell of a lot better issue than it is a fact on the books. And I think that we just ought to keep it that way, because I don't think that you're going to come out with it anyway this time. And what I'm trying to suggest to Bansfield just discreetly is that why don't we just don't just somehow blame this working around, blame the whole damn thing on the Republicans for not even having the Social Security increases passed. That way we protect...
You can't blame it when you got 2-1 vote.
Well, I agree.
They say, well, what the hell, you got the president
right,
and 2-1.
Then we've got to be careful and pass the Social Security and not increase it to the point where we block, where you block out in the future the medical care program.
I'll get Larry and Cohen back to see what we can do.
Better talk with Russell long, yeah, too, because yeah. Russell is wild. And
now, he's with the doctors, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, now, but he can, Russell will shift in time, but we can't just come in there and because, you know, you've asked us now just suddenly to shift without just destroying our own position.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right. So all right, now you get a hold of there and you call me back on that damn Bennett and Rogers and let me, and I'll go to work on your ambassador and your judgeship, but you hang those on the wall, and if they got to have a canal or whatever they got to have, we'll do it. This is one vote I cannot lose, and
right.
Charlie Haddock has told every Republican
right.
that if you vote against me, you out of the Republican Party. I'll eliminate you. So he's going to get a solid vote.
Right.
And I've got about 29 of these damn hoary Southerners.
Right.
Like Bennett and Rogers.
Right.
And Rogers from my own state.
Right.
And but some of them are taking walks for me, and some of them are going off, and some of them are going to say, well, hell, I had to get him to give me this canal.
Right.
And you just see
all
what
right.
they got to have, and then let's get it. But let's get those two votes.
Okay.
Bye. Call me back now, George.
I'll do it.
Bye.
All right.